This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. and Mexico are moving from negotiations to implementation of their new deal on immigration. VOA senior White House correspondent Patsy Witakaswara says despite the agreement, tariffs are not off the table.
President Trump was pretty optimistic in his tweet this morning, saying that Mexico will try very hard, but I think they do want to keep on hanging the threat of tariffs on Mexico's neck. Basically, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that they could be imposed if Mexico does not meet U.S. expectations. One thing to note is that this threat of trade war with Mexico and other countries, including China, it seems to have caused American companies to slow down hiring. So the Labor Department report that came out Friday showed that companies have only added 75,000 jobs in May. This is a lot less, like less than half than 180,000 jobs that economists predict. So it seems to be something that could be mutually harmful to both economies if this is enacted.
G20 finance ministers meeting in Japan say there is an urgent need to ensure big companies pay their fair share and support economies as global growth slows. The finance ministers are weighing a new tax policy based on the amount of business a company does in a country and not where it is headquartered. The United States is raising the stakes in its standoff with Turkey over Ankara's deal to acquire a Russian air defense system. The Trump administration is laying out a plan to remove the NATO ally from the F-35 fighter jet program. This includes halting any new training for Turkish pilots on the advanced aircraft. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan sent a letter to his Turkish counterpart that laid out the steps to unwind Turkey from the program. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports heavy flooding has devastated whole neighborhoods in southwest Libya, forcing thousands of people to flee. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports heavy flooding has forced more than 2,500 people to flee their homes. It says the torrential rains, which began nearly 2 weeks ago, have ravaged the town of Ghat, killing four people, including three children, and injuring more than 30 others. The UNHCR reports the rising flood waters have caused huge material damage, cutting off main roads and telecommunication networks for days. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says Ghat's only hospital is flooded.
Shelter, food, and basic items are urgently needed.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says it is scaling up its response in Venezuela, where over 3 million children are in need of assistance. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
UNICEF has had a presence in Venezuela for decades, but in the last year has expanded its work in response to the escalating political crisis. UNICEF Director of Communications Paloma Escudero just returned from a three-day mission to Venezuela, where she met with families, healthcare workers, and humanitarians. UNICEF has delivered more than 200 tons of health, nutrition, water, and sanitation supplies in the last year. It is also expanding immunization campaigns for diphtheria, measles, and polio. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Pro-democracy protest leaders in Sudan are calling for acts of civil disobedience in a bid to pressure the military to hand over power. The call came a day after Ethiopia's prime minister met separately with the ruling generals and the protest leaders in an effort to revive talks that were almost dead after protesters were violently attacked on Monday. Iran is condemning the new U.S. sanctions targeting its petrochemical industry. A foreign ministry spokesman says they prove President Trump is not serious about pursuing negotiations. On Friday, the Trump administration imposed sanctions on Iran's largest petrochemical company for allegedly doing business with the Paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, which the White House branded a terrorist organization in April. The annual Trooping of the Colour took place in London today. The parade honors Queen Elizabeth and has marked the official birthday of the reigning British monarch for more than 260 years. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan were among members of the royal family to attend. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.